Welcome, everybody, tonight to the Big Call. It is Tuesday, May 7th, and you're listening to the Big Call wherever you're located around the globe. We're glad you're tuned in. Maybe the SAT team, our satellite team, has provided a link for you to listen to the call quasi-live in your own language around the globe, or maybe you're just listening to it in English, and that's fine either way. So we're excited to have you here. Going to be a really good call tonight, and I'm excited to bring my part to you. But before we get there, let's pray the call in, and let's then go to Sue for what would be an amazing teaching that she has prepared for us for tonight. So let's pray the call in together. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that we have, for everything that you're doing in our lives now, for what you've done and what you will do for us. Thank you for that. But we also thank you for everything that we have in front of us, what we're espousing as a lifestyle moving forward, as everything that we're looking forward to is about to come into full manifestation. We thank you for the ability that we have to love one another, even as you have first loved us. We thank you for the ability to speak things into existence that are not as though they were. We thank you for your healing power as Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. And we thank you that we can bring things to you through Jesus Christ, who is our advocate with you. And thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for this platform that we have, and thank you for everybody on it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a real favorite time for Bob and myself, and also for, I'm sure, all of Big Call Universe. We get to listen to what you found for us or prepared for us, and then we get, Bob and I get to comment on it along with you. So whenever you're ready, Sue, we're ready to listen.
That was so beautiful. And this is a very powerful teaching, and I want to dedicate it to, first of all, everyone in Big Call Universe and everything that they're going to touch. Most importantly, I want to dedicate it to everything that matters, the pod, and to J and K. So that's pretty inclusive, yes?
And this is pretty inclusive.
The container for spiritual substance. There's a container for spiritual substance, and it will be made clear to you soon. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Spiritual substance is contained in faith-filled words. Everything happening in your life is the substance of things you have said. Substance like devotion and forever. Whatever you speak has the spiritual substance to create that thing. When you speak a car, a house, or promotion, you've released the spiritual substance to create that reality. The substance to create the reality is in the very words you speak. Just like a seed has in it the tree it grows to be, so do your words have the substance to create their physical equivalent. You have the substance to produce any physical thing you need. It's important to understand that the spiritual bypasses every natural law. Therefore, whatever you want can be created by using faith-filled words. The reason is simple. The words contain the substance to produce what it is that you are saying. This is a deep revelation, and you must ponder over it till it becomes a part of your deepest self. Even God uses this formula to create things. The scripture says that he calls the things that are not there as if they were, and they become a reality. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. To create anything you want, you can use spiritual substance, which is contained in faith-filled words, and it will become a reality for you. We're getting closer to the life-transforming revelations. Weapons don't rise against you. Before you pray and bind any power or weapon of the enemy rising up against you, I want you to know that weapons don't rise up against you. A lot of us are fighting the wrong battle, and that is why we are winning irrelevant battles while we ignore what is really rising up against us and keeping us down. The Bible is emphatic. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Isaiah 54:17. Isn't it great to know that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper? Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back to that. Just remember that I said that. It is great to know this, beloved of God. No matter the weapon formed against you, God says it will not prosper. Take it to the bank and enjoy this powerful key. God is telling you that he will not allow any weapon that is formed against you to prosper. This is a great truth, but I want you to look at the next line in this scripture. It says, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This simply tells you that weapons can't and don't rise up against you. What rises up against you are words, tongues. That right there is the source of many problems people go through. Tongues have risen up against them, and they did nothing to defend themselves. This is mainly because they had no idea that words spoken against them are potent to cause destruction, if not condemned. It's interesting to know that though God has assured us that the weapons formed or being formed to stop us shall not prosper, nonetheless, when it came to words, he said, we should do the stopping ourselves. We must condemn the words that rise against us. These are potent enough to cause havoc in our lives. And should we get to Thursday and listen to Bruce, our next segment would be, God can't do this for you. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. There's quite a bit in that. I like that. That's a really good teaching. And, of course, a lot of the concepts we've talked about, I prayed some of it in tonight. And I think it's important to realize what you just said about our part. What's our part in that? Well,
right.
Our part, as I see it, Sue, is putting on the full armor of God. Because when we put on the full armor of God, you know, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of salvation, or the helmet of salvation, we block the fiery darts of the evil one. In other words, we have a defense. I love the fact that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's a great scripture, and it tells us so much. Now, here we've had these tornadic activity in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, all through this little corridor. And it was touch and go for a while a few days ago. And even last night could have been a threat. But as soon as I heard about that, I just started praying against the idea of tornadic activity touching down anywhere in this area. And certainly we did have some touchdown in a small town north of here. And we had one over near Oklahoma City a few days ago. So it did, they did touch down, and they did some serious damage. But all we can do is pray against that. You remember when Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves when he was on the boat? He was trying to catch a nap in the back of the boat, in the bow of the boat, and all of a sudden, you know, the disciples were freaking out because, you know, the seas were coming up, and they felt like, Rabbi, are we going to drown? Jesus, do you care that we're drowning? Well, Jesus woke up, stood up, and literally spoke to the seas and spoke to the wind, and it calmed down. He calmed the seas. He calmed the wind with his voice. That's power. We have that same ability to speak to things that are not as though they were. We can speak to storms. We can speak to things that are out there that are coming against us. And we need to be aware that that's happening, that things are coming against us. But we have to find the origin of it. Is this something that is natural? Is this something that's natural activity? Is this something that Satan and his minions are bringing against us? We certainly have the power to speak against those things. God gave us that power. And when we speak and pray for those things or proclaim those things, we have the name of Jesus, which is above every word, every name, everything. It's above disease. It's above any disease you can name. It's above any tragedy, anything. But we need to have the authority. Do we have the authority as believers to speak those things into existence that are not? Yes. God gave us, through Jesus, that name that is above every name. And we need to use it. And we need to use it to speak to things, speak to circumstances, speak to finances, speak to this RV, speak to anything that we believe is good and for us and according to God's will. And God will do that. Things will happen for us. I want everybody as a believer to know that they have that right. They have that authority. And they need to speak boldly. We're to come boldly to the throne room of God. And God's given us the power to be his witnesses. And we also have the ability to come boldly and speak these things and expect things to happen on our behalf. We have that right, we have that ability, and we should use that. So beware of that, everybody. And Sue, this was a really good teaching. I know I could go on and on because there's more things in there that I heard. But let's do this. Let's deflect and let's move to Bob. And let's just see what you thought about that teaching, Bob, and how you respond to it.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, too, Sue. This is really, you know, an awesome way to start the week once again with words of wisdom. Since it's all about words, they might as well be wise, right, Sin?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the words equals things is such a, how should we say it, a fundamental part of life, of beings like us that have language, and language, you know, given to us by God, so we can express ourselves, so that we can praise God, so that we can profess our faith and speak to others and dialogue with others about spirit and about positive beliefs, and how to stand guard so if someone else or something else begins to use the precious treasure of language against us, then it only makes sense that we should stand up and say, you know, God gave us language. He gave us our bodies, our mouths, our tongues, our hands, and we condemn anyone who attempts to use language in a negative way and desecrate the honor of the greatness of God, the only being who could create beings with this type of language, with a second chromosome so configured. And there's going to be words that we hear even from childhood that might shape what we believe, how much faith we can have in ourselves, which really translates to how much faith we have in God. Because if we have faith in God, we should have complete faith in ourselves, knowing we're children of God. And as we get older, you might hear from others, maybe other colleagues or friends, things like, oh, you can't do that. You can't have six projects and have $1 billion to help save the world. That's ridiculous. You're not good enough anyway to do something like that. You know, you have been doing such and such a job your whole life. How are you going to ever do something like that? And this, you know, an arsenal of words that are respectful but effective, you know, to come back to reestablish your right to your language, your right to your faith. It can be simple things like, no, I'm sorry, that's not true. Nope, I'm not going to entertain those ideas.
That's right.
And it's, you know, let me tell you what it is that I want you to do. I want you to consider that both you and I are limitless beings and we both could do great things. And I'd invite you to come and be an associate of mine in this limitless endeavor. And sometimes it's good to just simply stand up and shout no and be powerful, but other times the dialogue could be started by something negative and then fully realizing later on that, wait a minute, you know, the person saying the negative thing could really kind of change their mind. I remember a time when I was just started going to college and a friend of mine who was going to be going to college also, and this is in the 1970s, and he pronounced that he was going to go to Cornell University and study computer engineering. And we hadn't even heard of computers before. And we're mm-hmm. we're like, David, you're crazy. Computer engineering. It's like we're from this little small town in upstate New York. It's like you could never do that. And and you know what? That same person is hosting our 50th class reunion a beautiful property on the water in the Finger Lakes that he owns, that he purchased from becoming a renowned computer engineer and was involved in nuclear submarines and engineering computer systems, not just at Cornell University, but at the highest levels of naval engineering. And as I saw, and when I saw that this anniversary is coming, and I searched his LinkedIn profile. I'm like, yep, I was right, because later on I started to realize, you know, David really was right. We should have had that same high expectation for ourselves, where we could study and become anything we wanted, even though we were from this small town and, you know, we were basketball players. And sure enough, his dreams came true. And some other times, though, it's not enough to try to have someone come to your side. It can be done in some very tough, evil-type situations, but sometimes it has to be just more pushback where, you know, it's more like, be gone, you have no power over me. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want you to do right now. And in the name of Jesus, you're going to do this in a very stern rebuke, right? And it's just judgment that knows when to be someone that encourages the other who may have discouraging words, or if you need to have a full-on assault to clear the way from an evil energy that may really be standing in the way.
Mm-hmm. So true, Bob.
Good, Bob. Yeah, that's really good. When you said that when somebody's coming alongside another or to be a helper in that situation, in the Greek it's paraklete or parakletos, meaning one who comes alongside another. And that's really what a lot of us are doing. And we're doing it with Sue. We're doing it in our projects. Bob and I and a couple others will be doing it together as an advisory group and working through these projects. And so that was really good, Bob. I love that. And I love the example that you gave about this computer engineer. He spoke his own life's calling into existence. God honored it, and here he is. Here he is doing what you said he was doing, hosting the reunion, the class reunion, at his property on the Finger Lakes. I think that's terrific. And, you know, a lot of things come to be, maybe not right this minute when we're talking about it, but they, as we speak these things into existence, they do come to fruition. They are a living, breathing thing that we speak. Sue, you put a lot of good effort into this teaching tonight, and I think Bob and I both really enjoyed it. What did you think of it, and what did it say to you?
Well, it's funny, because as I was reading it, I was getting revelation, and it was reminding me of a conversation I'd had earlier today, and it's going to take off on where Bob was. A lot of people are not aware. I mean, I'm going to make two big points. A lot of people are not aware how someone's words or someone's projections of what someone else thinks or believes for you have to be pushed back sometimes. And that's a very, very big piece now as we're moving forward into our humanitarian roles and our leadership, because your self-concept and your identity of, you know, what's you, what's not you, and having people say, oh, you can't believe that, or she better not believe that, or there have been times in my corporate consulting career when people would be saying something like a major untruth, and it was so much of an untruth that I didn't care even if I'd lost my job, I was going to say the truth. In other words, that I was going to lose the consulting, because the most important thing was to be a stand for the truth. And so you have to come against when people are saying things that aren't true. You have to stand for your truth. And I think it's a very, very powerful teaching right now, because it's almost as if a lot of people aren't aware. They just randomly accept what people project onto them, what the media has projected onto them, and they don't know the difference between kind of superficial words and their deep truth. And so I love this teaching because it goes to the power of being in and speaking from and knowing what it feels like when something's coming at you and it doesn't feel like your truth, and then taking the authority to speak your truth. That's number one. And then I've told people that if I heard this, I'm going to, you know, just be aware that I'm going to come against it. In other words, now is the time when speaking your truth and letting your authentic self in Christ be heard is really important. It's so important. That's how we got into this mess. Not speaking truth to power, thinking somebody has, basically, it's giving your power away to something other than God's truth. As you understand it in the moment, to the best of your ability in Christ. But that's really, when you think about how people give their power to outside authority so much, and how, oh, they know more than I do, or this, you know, it's not like that. God wants you to own your authority. God wants you to know your words have power. Now is the time to bring that back. Listen to what other people are saying. Lean and reflect on it. But know your truth. Your truth as revealed to you. So that's what I got out of the teaching.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Very good. We got you. And I would just say, perfect example of what you're referring to, in my opinion, Sue, is information that is out there online, posted in a number of forums, Telegram, whatever, that because it's in writing, people take it as the truth. But it's not. It's an opinion. It's an amalgamation of information. It's a compilation of people's thoughts and ideas. And for some reason, people read it and think, oh, okay, I guess that's what it is. It's not what it is. And I used to come against this continually for years on the Big Call, and I've got something to say against it again tonight. Stuff that's out there. People read and think, oh, no. Well, to be kind, it's BS, and we're not going to go deep. But I'm going to talk a lot, if I can remember, I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the Intel segment tonight. Got some good things to share. Sue, that was a good teaching. I enjoyed your comments and Bob's. Let's go right to Tuesday night's praise report. Yeah, let's see if we have anything that we can call a praise report tonight.
I can't believe I didn't pull it up right away. We do not have anything from our dear Pastor Scott, so we're just going to say, Pastor Scott, we're hoping you're doing well. And
This
is loading. Yep, here we go. And now we have... And we love you, and we're just seeing you surrounded with ever-increasing health and well-being and complete restoration. And now we're going to go to genius.
All righty. Genius.
National Tourism Day. National Tourism Day takes place on May 7th. This day is observed during National Travel and Tourism Week in the United States, which occurs every first full week of May. Reward Yourself Day. Get ready to treat yourself on May 8th by celebrating Reward Yourself Day. Today is the opportunity to give yourself the recognition and reward you deserve for taking steps to improve your health and overall well-being. Oh, my God, is that coming up? Donate a day's wages to Charity Day. On Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day, we're putting a smile on many faces. And I'm going to put a smile on my face because my throat is... Hold on.
Take a drink, Sue. Take a sip.
There you go. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Father God, I praise you because you are a shield around me. O Lord, you bestow glory on me and lift up my head when I'm weary or despised. Psalms 3:3. Our God is holy, loving, eternal, and amazing beyond our comprehension. Abba, Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are my Creator and my Counselor, guiding me daily to make wise decisions. Lord, you are my comforter in sorrow, pain, or distress. I praise you for drawing near to me when I draw near to you. You are my heavenly Father and the Father of the fatherless. How great you are, God, and your faithfulness day in and day out. Today and every day we praise you and bless you, and we are grateful for all our blessings. For all the answered prayer requests and the prayers being answered every day. We thank you for Bruce, his Big Call platform, his intel 2 times a week, and his continued health improvement. For Sue and Bob, for all the years they showed up, shared valuable information, and continue to provide information 2 times a week. For Pastor Scott and his 3 times praises weekly, and also his improved health. For GCK and Larry, for everything they've done and continue to do for the benefit of others. For all the millions of listeners 2 times a week, for being chosen for this RV. Blessings that we are waiting and praying for every day. May everyone be blessed with love in their hearts, happiness in their home, peace in their soul, and joy in their life. May God bless everyone on this big call, all the leaders and listeners with health, love, joy, happiness, and financial stability. Everyone have a blessed week and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers this month in May and start the process within the next few days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Very.
That is what, Sue?
That's our praise for tonight.
Praise reports for tonight? Sounds good. Sounds very good. Thank you for that, Sue. And thank you, Jeannie, for that. Can't wait to address some things. So we'll look forward to that, Jeannie, and everybody else. Sue, we've talked today. I want to know what it is you'd like to discuss in your segment now and how we can be part of that.
You can be part of it. Bob, I sent you a testimonial I'm going to ask you to read in a moment. By doing 2 things, I'm going to bring something that maybe a lot of people haven't thought about. but is very important for this next leg of their journey, and that is novelty and your ability to embrace it, and joy. Novelty and joy. And so, why is novelty important? Why is it that Sue is bringing up, novelty? We're about to go through a period that some people refer to as a hyper novelty period, which means so much is going to be changing so fast. There may be disclosure, new financial system, understanding of what's happened, all that, that people are going to be challenged to manage how much novel new information and what it's doing to their reality is. But there's this healthy level of novelty. And I'd just like you to get your pens out, because I think this could be such a simple game changer for people that maybe you hadn't thought about. It turns out that a little bit of novelty, like looking for something, saying, okay, I wonder if I could learn one new thing a day, or I wonder if I could explore one piece of my project today, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. How can you look through new eyes? Maybe even if you said, I wonder if I could see my partner with a new set of eyes. How could that create long-term sustained relationship? So I want you to think about possibly, if this is inspiring to you, looking up novelty and relationships, healthy novelty and sustained learning, because novelty is what keeps you in that motivated, inspired, and joy-filled space. And how important is that going to be grounded in joy, in strength in Christ, but basically being able to be stable in your highest and best expression? So I'm just going to let you sit with the novelty concept, and then I'm going to ask Bob to read something about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, where we break down for you how to learn with novelty and joy. And I'll describe that for a moment. So if you do the honors, Bob, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Sue. So this testimonial starts with, "Hi, Sue," with an exclamation point.
So good. Thank you.
I'd like to thank you for the immeasurable benefit that the Golden Bundle brought to my life. I was thinking I would wait until our blessing happened, but I'm so glad I didn't, because the clarity I got from it, all the points you talk about, I was really needing to learn them before the RV. this sentence needs a little help. I don't think there is another more powerful teaching in the world than the Golden Bundle. For the first time, I felt like a fish in the water. And every time I need to enforce my faith while waiting, I go back and learn more from the bundle. Once again, thank you so much to the Big Call, Bruce, Bob, and Sue, with all my heart.
Isn't that That's wonderful? Really nice.
It's like, and you know what, the Wisdom Bundle is, you know, whenever she needs more faith, she goes back to the bundle to learn more.
But Bob, you know what was amazing? I think this may be very valuable for a lot of people. This woman was one of the brightest, most sincere, I hope she's listening, brightest, most sincere, most passionate, and most inspired researcher. I mean, she's been working on the research and knew everything about the history of, you know, what was happening in the world and the history of financial corruption and water pollution. I mean, she had done, we got together just this weekend to do and have her articulate how many hours she's researched these things and to language it so she could present it at the Redemption Center. And to hear her talk about, and she was so incredibly sincere, she said, the way the information is constructed, and this is what I'm going to say to you, it's whole brain constructed. She felt calm. She felt her passion, her understanding, the way it walks through learning slowly, deliberately, and consciously. She said it brought so much together for her that it literally is the place she goes when she's depressed or upset or anything. Because why? Because A, it's got this whole brain teaching and it's fun. You're hearing people that are in joy. And B, because it breaks it down so that your brain can process it. It's not a typical learning program. It's a whole brain learning program. So I want to say to anybody that's listening tonight, whoever feels like, you know, what is the Golden Wisdom Bundle? Why would it be valuable? It's valuable because of the way it's designed so that it is not telling you what to do. It's evoking your strengths and helping you learn how you need to learn your projects. And that's what makes it so different. It's you're going to connect with it. It's pretty amazing to have somebody say that's where she goes when she's depressed. You're going to connect with it on a level of your soul. And your soul is going to put together the dots that are appropriate for you so you understand how to lead yourself and walk through and not be overwhelmed by this whole process. It really is a very, very strong program if you want to be grounded in your own authority and your own leadership. If you want somebody else to lead you around, tell you what to do and not have you reflecting on what is right for you, but if you want to collaborate with what your spirit is telling you and you want to be guided to think through and imagine and see yourself experience this next phase and you want to get that into your nervous system on a deep level, then please send us an email. It's $300, should be $500, but we've brought it down to $300. And just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Wisdom 300. And Cash App is required. And just put your telephone number and your name. And if you don't have Cash App, it's like it's literally like you can call them. They pick up right away. They'll walk you through it. It's the easiest thing you've ever done. So don't worry about it if you don't have it. But we use Cash App for the Golden Wisdom Bundle now. I'm just going to read one little teensy thing and then we'll close it out. And this is called the Keynote of Joy. And we're leaving the time where it was no pain, no gain. And this is what I'm going to read to you. But the tension which many experience as pain and suffering is not us. It's simply a context or a matrix for decision making So we're getting to a time, this is Sue speaking now, we're getting to a time where you can choose what you're identifying with, the words, the identification, and rising above it to your Christ level of consciousness. Do I identify with my body having this, or am I the pure consciousness of Christ that can recreate anything? Getting to that time. Joy is a quality that produces a delight so extreme that we radiate and express it spontaneously. It's similar to happiness, but does not involve having achieved some result. Our natural state is joyous. Just watch a young infant as it delights in each happening. Shifting to a focus on joy involves a conscious, experimental approach to life. We need to love obstacles, to welcome making mistakes as part of growth. We need to encourage ourselves in risk-taking instead of aiming for a static state of perfection. Risk-taking, after all, is critical for learning to make appropriate choices. Instead of focusing on our mistakes or on what we're giving up, a sense of separateness or perhaps superiority, we need to focus on what we've learned from our mistakes and on strengthening our compassion for ourselves and others. To focus on novelty, focus on joy, and imagine what you're going to be able to learn when you open to that wonder and that joy and the feeling of getting out of just that intellectual side of your head, and you're very intentional about what you're going to create, but you're doing it with a sense of joy. And that's what I want for everybody on this call. And that's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle will surely do. And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce and Bob.
Well, thank you, Sue. That was really good. I enjoyed that. I love the testimonial that Bob read and what you brought us at the end there about no pain, no gain and our future, everything. Thank you so much for that. And, yes, the Golden Bundle 300 is going to be very much needed, and I'm going to highly recommend that everybody go ahead and get that. The testimonial said she was glad she got it before rather than after the RV. Slight change. There is no Golden Wisdom Bundle available after the RV. So the precise time to get that bundle is now. Okay? So that's important that I think we said that and got that out, Sue. Thank you for that. Your segment, Sue, very cool, very interesting tonight. And now we move our way over to Bob. Thank you, Sue. Bob, you told me something earlier about the fact that you're not going to be able to be on the call Thursday if we have a call Thursday. So tell us why and tell us all about what you have planned.
Yeah, so on Thursday, I'm heading over to Tampa in the early evening. I won't be back till probably 11 o'clock, so I'm going to miss the call. Mm-hmm. This is a week that here in Tampa is referred to as SOF, S-O-F, week. And SOF week is a very elaborate conference that is put on by the Special Operations Foundation, and the Special Operations are people in the military that are Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Army Rangers, Special Operators from the Air Force, etc. And the command for Special Operations is in Tampa at the MacDill Air Force Base. And the commander of worldwide special operators is the commanding general. It's a 4-star general, Brian Fenton, and he'll be the MC for the week. And Thursday night is the awards dinner. So they're honoring many people from, you know, from the past, retired special operators. And that evening, there's going to be a special guest, Admiral McCraven, will be there to assist with these awards. And so Nancy and I are guests of General Fenton at the event, and we'll be, you know, going to this formal type of fundraising dinner with a couple thousand people at the ballroom at the Marriott. The event itself is at the Convention Center in Tampa and has started on Monday and will go through Friday. And yesterday was a section for transitioning military, which is what Nancy and I work on with our company, Project Transition USA. So, and most of the people that we train to get their first job in the civilian world are from Special Operations Command and Central Command as well, which is also headquartered at MacDill Air Force Base. And so I won't be back in time to participate in the call, but hopefully we won't have a need for the call. And
that's right.
It'll work out just fine.
Well, that sounds like a really cool black tie event, Bob. And it's wonderful that you've been invited by the general to be his guest for the evening. And I think it's, for you and Nancy, it should be a really stellar event. And I'm looking forward to hearing how it went, you know, maybe Friday or over the weekend.
Thanks. Yeah, this is something we've been doing for 11 years, these training, and we've trained over 6,000 people now at MacDill Air Force Base, plus other people on our trips to Fort Liberty and also Fort Campbell, where the Night Stalkers have a special operations division.
Okay.
And so it's been, there's quite a few people that will be there at the event that have come through the training of Project Transition.
Wow, that's excellent.
And I have two interesting testimonials.
Okay.
It's from a Big Call listener. And here's what she says. She said, "I love the hidden magic of Myotrol. I take one capsule as I don't work out at the gym. However, I live on 17 acres that require attention from cutting limbs, dragging stuff, loading junk, and so on. The other day, my electric golf cart, the utility model, just quit. I had to find a way to get it back to the house, so not even thinking, I started to pull it out into the open area in order to push it home with another vehicle. The strength I needed to get it rolling out surprised me. Slow but sure, I moved it. Plus, I wasn't sore the next days, as was common. I love the feeling of knowing that Myotrol is doing as much for me at 81 as for a person working out. FYI, I'm the same person who has the granddaughter that I care for, and is still like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree when trying to keep up. But Boomer Boost and Barley sure let me keep up. Also, taking the wrap, resveratrol, ashwagandha, and probiotics are fantastic to help me keep calm and enjoy my 4-year-old. Thanks for the products and the tremendous information you and your staff give me on each product when asked. Love to all.
Awesome, Bob.
Imagine
that's awesome.
81-year-old lady,
yeah,
pulling her golf cart out.
Pulling a utility golf cart,
yeah,
out. So, yeah. Well, that's amazing. That,
yeah,
is so cool.
And I have one other one. I'll read it. It says this.
Well, all right.
Having great results with Myotrol. My stamina has improved significantly, and my biceps are getting bigger.
Mm.
My t-shirts are getting tighter.
Yep.
Around my shoulders, and my bird legs are even starting to get bigger.
There you go. There you go.
I'll keep you posted.
Get some of those.
Thanks.
Get some meat on those calves, right, Bob? Yep.
Yeah. It's good to add muscle weight to your legs.
Yeah.
There's a correlation between the size, yep, and strength of your calf muscles and your longevity, and also your quadricep muscles and your brain, function of your brain.
Good, yeah.
Then, Bruce, here's another thing that came through. This is a study that was published about 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It says, new perspective on diabetic neuropathy emerges.
Mm.
So diabetic neuropathy affects many, many millions of people around the world. And it's very,
yep,
debilitating. Not only does it cause pain in your feet mostly, but also in your hands, but it creates dysfunction and disability, and quite often also results in the person becoming very depressed or anxious, and of course having trouble sleeping because of the pain, and then the other issues that sleep relates to.
Mm-hmm.
So this article was all about testing, and it was new types of tests that they discovered that could indicate what type of neuropathy people had, whether it was the small type nerve fibers or the larger nerve fibers. And they discovered in this study that people actually can be affected by both, and that there are different symptoms, and that these new diagnostic tests can help them figure all that out, right? What they don't have a single word about is anything new or creative for treatment. So just for a minute, I wanted to go over a few things that people can do that we've seen are helpful with neuropathy, and mostly for prevention, although if you catch it soon enough, neuropathy can actually be reversed. But when you get to a certain point where there's a certain amount of damage to the nerve fibers, it's really hard to bring them back with current techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we know there might be other opportunities in the future. But in the meantime, the prevention aspect of it, is exercise, obviously, is really important,
mm-hmm,
in your diet and things to avoid, specifically excess sugar and alcohol are contributing factors, and also trying to keep your inflammation down. And inflammation damages your nerves. As soon as your nerves start to get damaged, your circulation suffers, and it becomes this vicious cycle. So you have to try to fix, you have to try to regenerate the nerves and improve your circulation, since one affects the other. And a couple of things that we know will help is, in the right nutrition products, you're going to have things that help with circulation. Things like arginine, which help to dilate your arteries and capillaries. Things like phosphatidylcholine, which will help make your capillaries more elastic. And as your circulation improves, if you have all of the other things that are necessary for cells to survive, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, etc., they will get circulated and into the nerve cells and help restore them. You also have, as we've talked about many times before, a circulation map, which people with neuropathy tend to get tremendous benefit from. And as people put into place these different things, what we've seen is inflammation begins to stop when you take your Boomer Boost and add Gladiator barley or heirloom barley to it. So it kind of stops the progression which is being caused by inflammation. And then it gives a moment, an opportunity to improve your circulation and the veracity of your nerve fibers the way we just described. And one last thing, Bruce, is it's also really helpful to use Aloe Vera Immune because it helps to produce more stem cells, circulate more stem cells, which will migrate to the peripheral nerves and begin to help to give new life to those nerves. And so if anybody has or knows somebody who has peripheral neuropathy and you want our help with that, just give us a call. You can come and visit if you want. I have a person coming to visit this week on Thursday, and it's coming from out of town. And if people want to come visit and talk, you can certainly make an appointment, and I'll make sure I'm there to meet up with you. Last thing is, Bruce, we're in the middle of doing a sale right now, where if people get their probiotics, we're giving away a free clarity factor. Probiotics are really helpful for your brain, as well as many, many other things. Your neurotransmitters are created partly with the assistance of the bacteria in your intestines. And there are 8 different bioactive compounds that are in the clarity factor, all of which have been proven to help with your memory, your focus, your concentration, etc. And so this is your chance to get that clarity factor for free when you get your probiotics with it.
There you go. That's excellent. That's a great bonus, Bob. That's a good sale. Absolutely. All right. And, Bob, while we're talking about that, to get to the website, they just go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when they arrive on our homepage, they'll see a banner at the top of the page that says Boomers. That's a direct link to your website. All they do is click on it, and they go right into the site. They can see various sale items that you mentioned, anything that's on sale, anything that's bundled, and also a day to call in. Every day is a day to call in. But the 800 number to call in is 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609. And that number's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And sometimes you need to call, and then you'll get right in, and sometimes you'll need to leave your name and phone number, and they'll turn around and call you right back. And that's not a problem. That happens consistently. So, yeah, they're there for you. And then, as Bob mentioned, the circulation mat is another great technology that can increase your circulation by up to 30%. And that's going to also help for peripheral neuropathy, poor circulation throughout the body. Even the brain needs circulation, and it will help. And so that's something you can ask for information on, and they'll get it to you. Just tell them you're interested in some info about the circulation mat, and they'll get that out to you. Anything else, Bob, you can think of for tonight?
No, that's it, Bruce. It's 10:07.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Yep, I love what Bob's involved in and what Nancy's involved in with him. And it's just so cool. And the fact that they're going to have this huge celebration dinner on Thursday night is terrific in Tampa. So I know he's going to enjoy it. It's going to be great. I'll hear some stories about it later. All right, let's talk about where we stand right now. I want to put out something, first of all, that I heard about yesterday, I think it was, and that was certain people are putting out stuff online. Somebody put something out about taxation, or that this would be a taxable situation for us. It is not a taxable event. That was something that the deep state has put out, and I think this was the fifth time they put that out. It's BS. Don't buy it. Not a taxable event, period. All right. That put that to bed. The other thing, President Trump was seen in court today to be wearing a gold tie. And we heard this from our U.S. Space Force contact, told us about this, and this is highly symbolic. President tends to do things like that. President Trump was communicating to us, we believe, that we are back on the gold standard. The USN is a gold-backed, and we call it asset-backed currency, but it's highly backed by gold, and we have a bunch of it. I don't want to even go into how much gold we have in this country, in the U.S., but we have it. So that was a cool little communication from President Trump. All right, let's see. Let's go into what has been happening yesterday and today. Let me first explain the concept of an introducer. An introducer meant someone who connected a willing buyer and a willing seller to buy bonds. Or it could have been an introducer that introduced someone to the bank that would do currency or take care of their currency. In both of those cases, we know of people who are introducers that received emails today and yesterday which told them that they would receive introducers commissions and have availability to access those, I believe, tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Oh, that's right. It's the 8th of May tomorrow. Just saying. So, those emails for those that were introducers to bonds and sometimes currency exchanges in good, great amounts. Those went out yesterday and today. All right. Let's move beyond that. Staying on the theme of bonds, from what we're hearing from the bond paymasters is that tomorrow, I believe it's in the afternoon, typical bondholders of German bonds, Red Dragon, Yellow Dragon, so-called Dragon bonds, are to be emailed their notification that they've been waiting for, just like we've been waiting for a notification. They're waiting for that notification to come in tomorrow, I'd say fairly early afternoon, maybe after 2 in the afternoon. Now, what makes it interesting is these bondholders will receive these emails and enter information that they have already specific to their account username, to their password, to their email and forward that back to the bank that's generating these emails. They will forward that back tomorrow afternoon once they receive it. And then within an hour or two after they send back that email to the bank, the bondholders, bond sellers, will receive an email telling them the amount that they have in their account for the bond sale, the amount that they have in their account, and they should have access to that account tomorrow, late afternoon or early evening tomorrow. So that's a big deal, huge deal, for us and for them. Okay, that's the end of the bondholder information. Let's go back and recap something that we've been looking for in Tier 4 A and B. We did, on last Thursday's call, acknowledge that we have the green light from the military to go forward with everything. That green light, if I remember correctly, came a week ago Monday. In other words, not yesterday, but a week ago. They got the green light from the military. We're looking for three green lights: military, Treasury, and Wells Fargo, in that order. We did receive confirmation that we have the Treasury green light in the last couple of days, and I can't tell you exactly which day. But we did get the green light from Wells Fargo yesterday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern Daylight Time. So in other words, we have all three green lights now covered: military, Treasury, Wells Fargo. So now where do we stand? We, today, let's talk about what's been going on today and what will continue to go on until 1 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. The banks are bringing all employees in the banks up to speed on what we're about to witness. And it's called currency training protocols. They've been teaching everybody down to the teller level, which, remember, the tellers didn't know anything about this. Most of them did not know what we know for years. You guys remember we were told lies from all the banks about what it is we bought as an investment for years. Well, we knew eventually everybody that was saying no would eventually be told yes. Everybody in the bank, down to the teller level, is being trained and brought up to speed on currency exchange protocols all the way up until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Why is that important? Because shortly after the protocol training is over tomorrow at 1, starting approximately 2 o'clock, we are in position to receive our email notifications from the Wells Fargo servers anytime from, we're calling it 2 p.m. tomorrow, which is Wednesday, all the way to 10:30 in the morning on Thursday the 9th. Tomorrow is the 8th. It is possible that we would get notified by our emails tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to say starting approximately 2 p.m., all the way up until Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, my theory has always been, whatever time the emails come out on the East Coast at, let's say, whatever time, that that would also be the same time in each time zone. For example, if they came out at 10 in the morning on Thursday morning, for example, Eastern time, we would also have them come out at 10 in the morning Central time, 10 in the morning Mountain time, 10 in the morning Pacific time, Alaska, Hawaii. So the reason I thought that would be the case, and I've been told it was, is because it staggers us in terms of our response to the call centers that are regional throughout this country. And that when we get that email, of course, we'll be excited. We'll be calling in to set our appointments. And the theory is probably our appointments would start sometime Thursday. It's possible that we could start, I guess, Wednesday evening, Wednesday night. It's possible. I personally think they may just take tomorrow to set appointments and exchanges to start on Thursday. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But the point is, it's really coming down to the wire. This is what we've been looking for. We did get specific information that I just gave you from a Redemption Center leader, and that was wonderful. Now, what we need to do is stay vigilant, kind of keep an eye on our emails, and then we should be sending out our email when we get the word and get the number. We'll send out our email blast to the people that have signed up to receive the toll-free number from BigCallUniverse.com, from our website, and Bob and his assistant, Raleigh, who's his IT person, I hope will be vigilant in getting that out as soon as they can. Because that, you know, we don't have that many people on our email list for the numbers, probably 40, 45,000 maybe. Not that many, but you'll find that number probably a few different places, and so we'll see how that shakes out. Now, before we get too far into this, let me just say Sue's opportunity to get her Golden Bundle 300, this might be the last time that we get to talk about it. This is a great group of classes where you get to listen in to these classes that have taken place and hear the interaction with the class members in the pod. You get new information you haven't heard before, and this is going to prepare you well into the first year of your new life. So I highly recommend that everybody that hasn't received one already go ahead and send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds is M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And when you do that, you want to put in the subject line, Golden Bundle 300. It's $300 payable using Cash App. So in the body of the email, just say, my name is such and such, here's my cell number, in case she needs to text you. Now, the emails are going to come the classes are coming by email. So you'll get it all by email, and you'll be able to listen to these at your own pace. Sue recommends listening to one class a week. Each class is approximately an hour and a half long. Could go a little longer, but most of them are about an hour and a half long. And these are four or five separate courses times four classes is 20 classes, and you'll be able to listen to these, say, one a week. You could listen more if you want, but that's the recommendation that Sue's made, to listen to one of these classes a week. And you guys will be up to speed, prepared, and ready to go on everything that your attitude will need to be in moving forward. highly recommend you get those. Okay, it's only $300. It's integratedminds@hushmail.com. Get that out to Sue tonight, and she'll do her very best to get that out to you first thing tomorrow. All right, so I'm excited as to where we are with this information, and we hope, as always, that the intel just needs to be right one time. Now listen, we've been wrong before. I admit it. Intel that we thought was spot on just did not come to pass. This is looking good. Why do I love this? What's different about this? We've got all three green lights now. We've got the bond introducers have received their emails yesterday and today. We've got the bond sellers receiving their emails tomorrow afternoon and getting a return email tomorrow evening telling them how much they have in their account and that they have access to it. And then there's us. We're hearing we could be notified anytime after 2 p.m. tomorrow when the bank employee training protocols on currency exchanges is complete by 1 p.m. tomorrow. They were trained on it today and tomorrow. Everybody should be on the same page, and we should get notified sometime after 2 tomorrow afternoon or by 10:30 a.m. Thursday morning, Eastern Daylight Time. Well, that's a nice little window for us to get our notifications and get this party started. I want everybody to just kind of be calm, use wisdom, make sure you get the Golden Bundle 300 from Sue tonight. Let her know you want it. And I think really, that's all I really need to share tonight. I think that is enough. But let's do this. As you know, we pray every call out. Let's pray the call out, and let's look forward to this blessing in full manifestation. Okay? But let's pray, everybody. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done in our lives, for calling us for such a time as this, for putting us in a position to receive, and we do receive this blessing with open arms, that you're giving us this blessing, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, should God give into our bosom that we might give out again. And we're going to give it out. We're going to up-level humanity around the globe with our projects, with everything that we're doing. And we just thank you for everything that you've done to keep us informed, keep us patient, keep us provided for, and to keep us healthy, healed, and whole. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody, don't forget to email Sue. Take advantage of the sale that Bob has on Boomers. And thank you for listening, everyone out in Big Call Universe. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the word out to usually somewhere around 100, 200, 201 countries around the globe. And thank you for the simultaneous translation of the call into so many different languages. We thank you for everything that everyone has done to assist the call. Sue, obviously, Bob, GCK, Pastor Scott, Jeannie, thank you all very much. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to this call, the Big Call, for the last 13 years. We look forward to a real incredible blessing coming in the next couple of days, and thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody, have a great, this should be a real stellar weekend for us, so let's see where it goes, all right? Thank you, everybody, for listening so much. There we go.